best version of America tonight. Hey, everybody, my name is Kate Delaney, coast to coast and all those flyover states and the nooks and crannies. Welcome, if you've just joined me for the first time. Hang on, we got a great hour for you, including we're going to talk about the Wild Wild West. You know what the Wild Wild West is? That's the Internet, of course. We could put wild and put any place in front of it, I guess, when you talk about the Internet. I think that's what makes it so exciting, and that's why I would fight tooth and nail to keep government regulation out of the Internet, off the Internet. Get your hands off our Internet. We can police it ourselves. Now, the people in Hollywood wouldn't be excited about that because they feel as though they're getting ripped off, and they want more regulations, and they're not the only company that wants to see that happen. So we're going to have an interesting conversation coming up about not so much the privacy or over-regulation or jumping in, any of that kind of stuff, or SOPA, none of that. More about, guess what's happening with the Internet? If you have at least $185,000 and you're running some kind of a company and you want to have completely own a future, let's say, .com, it'd be called something else, ooh, then you better apply because that's what's happening right now. And some of us will want ultimately those domain names. So this is a pretty interesting conversation about that, about how deep it goes and what we might see in the future. And I know some of you may have had that problem. It's when you're even trying to get an address and you can't get it and you can't get the .com or whatever it might be. You'll find this fascinating. And trust me, if you even use the Internet, in some way it will touch you. I promise. So that's coming up in our next segment. But right out of the gate, before we get into all that, a couple of things. The Republican show has slowed down because Florida primary in the books, landslide, winner take all, Mitt Romney, moves on now to a bunch of caucuses, Nevada being the first one. There was one interesting thing that happened. Donald Trump, because he always manages to steal the headlines, stole a little bit of airtime. He decided, yeah, I'm going to back Mitt Romney. Because remember, he was playing around with that as to who was going to be his guy, who would he back ultimately, and when the debate went down the tubes that he was going to do, that he was going to be a part of, he kind of bowed out of everything. I remember for a while he was talking about running for president, so he stayed away from the whole who am I endorsing and all that kind of thing. But he officially, you know, he's going to make the major announcement about the race Thursday night. My sources tell me it's already in the bag. We know who it is. The Donald is going to back Mitt Romney. Remember earlier, though, he said his guy was Newt Gingrich. So do you think that he's jumped teams? Do you think he's going to do that? Newt Gingrich said he has no idea of whether it's him or who it is or, you know, whatever. Trump, like I said, thought about running, then ultimately said that he didn't want to run as a third-party candidate. In the meantime, the Speaker of the House, like everybody else on the Republican side, is asked who do they endorse, what do they think's happening, and I kind of like what Boehner said. Here's what he had to say about the primaries and this whole picking process.
I understand that people are concerned about how long the primary process is dragging out. I would remind people that President Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had a fight that went through June of 2008. So I think everybody just needs to relax, and this will resolve itself.
Well, it will resolve itself because somebody has to run and be declared the nominee by the time Tampa rolls around at the end of August. And now there's whispers that it might be a brokered convention. So that would make it really entertaining because who knows, somebody comes in at the last minute. Jeb Bush's name keeps being thrown about. So does the governor of Indiana, Mitch Daniels. His name gets thrown out as a possibility. But I think this is more rumor and fodder for conversations, but I don't know that I think that we're going to have a brokered convention. The big story to me, though, on the day, and one that I hope you're still hanging on with me, is something that's sure to make your blood boil. So one of the big things on the day was, if you want to call it the news of the day, is the fact that officially Leon Panetta is saying, look, we want the Afghan combat mission done, toast, over in 2013. The goal is to complete the transition by then and not in the later part of 2013. We want to go from a combat role to a training and advising and maybe assisting, and that's it. 2014 is the year of the transition completely and making sure that the gains are held so that there can be an enduring presence. What does that enduring presence mean? It means a large civilian presence. Boy, I'd hate to be in the State Department and have that gig and be over there when most of the troops leave. And the reason that I would hate that is because now we have invested blood, sweat, and tears for 11 years. For 11 years, we've done this. We've had these changes in a mission in Afghanistan. And, you know, are we really, you know, are these areas safe? Is there stability in those areas? Have they really transitioned, or is this all just premature? Here's what I say. It doesn't really matter when the announcement is made, okay, look, we want to end this thing, and then you read, of course, the defense cuts that are so deep, $500 billion in automatic cuts, they'll take effect in 2013. I wonder why we're getting out. We have to be out by then. We can't afford to do it anymore. So you might be listening to me and you're saying to yourself, well, okay, so we're sick of that. We don't need to be there anymore. And then you hear the story that might not surprise you, but that there's this Taliban report that the BBC got a hold of where there were 27,000 interrogations of 4,000 Taliban prisoners. And it was leaked, and Pakistan is just scrambling to say, oh, it's not a big deal, and NATO folks are trying to say the same thing. But it is a big deal when you find out that the ISI, or the top spy agency in Pakistan, is saying that they're going to back the Taliban. Don't worry about it. We're going to back you up. We're going to give you weapons and everything that you need. And how do we know that? Do you believe any of these people that were interrogated saying that they were promised weapons and they were told not to worry? One of the Taliban leaders who said he would talk as long as it was anonymously said seizing control of Afghanistan will be easy once the U.S. and foreign forces withdraw from the country. And why? Because we've gotten support. Financing weapons, fighters from other Islamic countries, they're going to continue their jihad. The financing is there, baby. The availability of weapons, not a problem. So how does that make you feel when you think of everything that the U.S. has done? And not just the U.S., other countries as well that have chipped in as part of NATO. Ridiculous. All right, we're switching gears. Hold that thought. Coming back later, we're going to talk about that a little bit more. Keep this number close to you, 800-259-5791. We're going Internet New Frontier next on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 1st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,749.80. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,792.96, $896.48 for a half ounce, or $448.24 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,792.96, $896.48, and $448.24.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. Boy, we have talked about the wild, wild west, the internet, for a long time on this show, I think, from the very beginning. And since I've been through the business thing, we've talked about whether you're .net, .com, all kinds of opportunities out there. And we've seen, too, where people have been held hostage, where they're trying to get whatever the name is because it's .com, .com, .com. But that's about to change. Somebody who knows all about that, Rod Bergstrom, joins us now. He is the CEO of ICANN. It's Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. Basically, this is the group that controls domain names and IP addresses. We are so thrilled to have you on the show. Rod, thanks. I got a ton of questions for you.
Thanks, Kate. Great to be here.
I kind of just opened that up, you know, gave the umbrella definition of what you guys do. But if you and I met on an elevator and I said, we started having a conversation and you were kind of giving me your pitch, thumbnail it for us. What, if we boiled it down, what is it exactly that you do?
Sure. Well, you know, the internet is billions of devices and millions of private networks, but we refer to it as one thing, and it looks like one place. But it's not really, and yet it looks that way. There's three things that make the internet look like one place globally: domain names, network addresses, and a bunch of technical settings. ICANN is the global coordinator for all three of those, working with 242 countries around the world and all the parties that sell domain names or register domain names in what we call the top-level domains.
Yeah, and we're seeing that things are about to change. Like I said, the alphabet soup, if you will, is getting mixed up a little bit. And so what's happening is now there's more opportunity than we've seen before for people all over the place, organizations, et cetera, to now go after, you know, kind of a piece of the pie, if you will. I mean, and when I say that, it's like I was saying, some of the top-level domains are going to be customized and are going to be, I guess, international, like I just mentioned. Is that right? Am I right about that? There's a lot of opportunity now.
That's right, Kate. We're opening up the right of the dot. So if you think of .com, .net, .org, or like .uk for the United Kingdom or .ca for Canada, we're opening up the right of the dot for companies, organizations, governments to apply for new top-level domains. So it could be a city like .berlin, could be an interest like .samba. I received a letter from the chief of the Zulu tribe in Africa saying he wanted to apply for .zulu. because his people are spread all the way around the world and they'd like to have a meeting place on the internet. So we're opening up the right for innovation, as we have not seen before. And that's why ICANN was created, was to open up the internet internationally, and to give consumers more choice and to create more competition.
So any person or business or, et cetera can apply. They can, just like the Chief Zulu, guy did to you, applied for the Zulu leaders, then anybody else that are listening to us right now across America and beyond our borders, they can do the same thing.
It's you need to have an organization, because to operate the internet infrastructure that's implied by having what we call a registry operation, which is anything to the right of the dot, that requires a significant investment. So the application fee alone is $185,000, and that's just what it cost us to do all the technical checks, background checks, even criminal checks on individuals, financial checks, because we want to make sure every part of the internet is up and running 24/7 for many, many years to come. So it's a significant investment, but where consumers also come in, any individual, is there'll be more top-level domains appearing starting in about a year, so you'll have another chance to maybe get that domain name that you really wanted to have that you might have missed out in .com or .net or .org or one of the others.
Yeah, a great example is what happened with America Tonight. We have a great website now, but it's americatonight.net. And remember, it was always .com. We couldn't get it because it was already taken. And that was before the show when there was a different name. And so we ran into that same situation. So exactly what you just said, there's opportunity for people out there under a different name, whatever it might be. And that's called, we're talking about GLTDs, right, by the way?
That's right. Yeah. We call them generic top-level domains. So the right of the dot is the top of the domain name world, and they're generic because they're not country code. So anything that's not a country code, we call it generic. And so it has also, as you said, Kate, these can be in Latin script, like we use in English. They can also be in Chinese, Arabic, Korean, Japanese, and any script in the world that's supported by the internet.
You have such a cool job. It has to be wild to get these applications. Is it kind of a, I mean, you said how intense it is, and of course the price tag for the application fee, and that's just the application fee. But is it, it's got to be interesting for you, somebody who comes from an entrepreneurial background, to now be the president and CEO of ICANN, and to see this baby set free, because imagine how that's going to change things, like you mentioned, in the next couple of years. How interesting is that for you?
Oh, it's a very cool job. It's very exciting. And you know, the thing is, when we open up the internet to innovation, you just never know what's going to come. But I think we're going to announce the list of all the strings that have been applied for in approximately April. And it's going to be very interesting to see what people have come up with around the world. But yeah, it's very interesting, and there's so much interest. You know, I've traveled through 37 countries in the last 5 months talking to people around the world about this program. We've communicated it to 170 countries around the world in total, and there's just so much excitement about the possibilities, as well as some parties have concerns and, you know, don't like certain aspects of the program. But that's why we develop it through a global multi-stakeholder process, so people have a chance to shape it as they think it should be done for the internet, which, of course, is this incredible resource we're all sharing.
Yeah, no kidding. So when that list comes out in April, is it going to be a long list?
You know, we don't have a formal forecast. We plan the program assuming 500 applications. Third-party experts are forecasting anywhere between several hundred on the low side all the way up to 4,000 on the high side. Probably going to come out somewhere, in the mid-range. We'll see. We really don't know. We have stated that we've received 25 official registrations in the first week we opened the program, but those registrations are done by parties that could apply for up to 50 names each. So we're not really sure how many they represent. But that kind of gives you a range, somewhere between 500 and probably 4,000.
And so I'm thinking in my head, thinking of businesses and corporations, and you just even look on the stock exchange, some of the blue chip companies. Is that kind of a layup that like an Apple, et cetera, would go after this?
It depends. I'm not going to speak to any company specifically because that's up to their private plans.
Yeah.
And we will make it public later. You know, not for all companies. I think some companies that feel their internet presence is really important. They want to get closer to their customers or avoid online confusion. Because if you're at the very top level, you know, you're going to pretty much know who you're going to visit, and you're not going to get, you know, track towards the wrong website, for example. So I think a number of large companies will do it, but there'll be quite a number that probably don't as well. And we're indifferent. You know, we're a nonprofit global service organization. Just want to help keep the internet domain name running every day so that the internet works as we know it.
Yeah. Do you get, Rod, if there's blowback to you, if any, do you get any of that? Do you get people saying, you know, why is this? Why do we have to do it this way? Isn't there, you know, the going through the application process and all of that? Is it, shouldn't anyone be able to do this? Do you get that kind of, you know,
sure,
those kind of calls?
All kinds. You know, you get people who say, why is it so expensive?
Yeah.
And the reality is because that's what it costs. You have people who say, why do you have this set of 7 or 8 trademark protections? Why don't you have less trademark protections? Other people want more trademark protections. Some people want governments in every country to review and approve these. Other people have said, no, that's the wrong way. But the way we work everything out is we're bottom-up policy development driven, and we have thousands of people that come to our meetings around the world every year and participate in all the wrangling over policy details. And it took 6 years just to get all of that together for this round.
Wow, 6 years for that.
6 years, yeah.
Oh.
This is our third round of generic top-level domains in 12 years of existence, and it's 8 years since we opened the last round. So it's a lot of interesting, detailed policy work. The rule book's about 300 pages. For those interested, if you're really bored, suffering from insomnia, go to ICANN.org, click on new GTLDs, download the applicant guidebook. You'll get more than 300 pages of detailed rules on how the program works. And that's because that's what the global community put together and thought was the best way to run this program.
Yeah, I looked at that and I was like, whoa, I still have 10 other things I have to read. I got some politics to do.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Unless you're a specialist for this domain, this is like, you know, late night reading material when you really want to get to sleep. It's a lot of detailed legalistic stuff.
Gotcha. Rod Bergstrom, thanks so much, GLTDs. We can't wait till you release them. I'm going to go through that list. And are you going to come back on the show and talk to me after that?
Yeah, I'd love to do it or have someone else from the team. Yeah,
sure.
We appreciate the invitation.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Throw this in. If the internet is a curse and a blessing at the same time, I was going to ask you, is it a curse or is it a blessing? When it comes to kids, now there's some new reports out that are saying the addiction to the internet is so rampant that they believe in this study that was done in England, but it included the United States, that at least 18% of teenagers are addicted to being hooked up to the internet in some form or fashion and feel completely alone and almost some of them suicidal when they can't have access or don't have access or have it taken away to the internet. Oh, that's kind of a sad state of affairs, isn't it? Whatever happened to flashlight tag or running around the neighborhood after school and riding your bike or, I don't know, hanging out in the fort, playing some street hockey, kickball, something. I'm just saying, something. See, this is the one time, because I'm all about smaller government, no regulations, and I don't think there should be regulations on the internet. I think once you jump into that and you start to regulate what people are doing on the internet, then it becomes a dangerous thing, and naturally it'll cost more money. You just know it. There'll be some kind of a tax or something else that'll be heaped on it, And already, in some cases with broadband and everything else, we're all paying through the nose for that anyway, right? So I'm definitely not about regulations. And the same thing with, that's up to individual parents. If you want to monitor your kid, which I think you should, I mean, you know, have them be involved in other things. Why not have a well-rounded child? But who am I to tell you what to do with your children? I just think it's crazy that we're hearing that number. That number seems pretty high to me. But then, as I say that, when you walk around, run into a mall for 5 minutes, and everybody has their head down. They're all texting, 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 texting. So it's the yin and the yang, the good and the evil, right, of the whole thing. Wish I had that $185,000 application fee. Can you imagine? You just run that sucker, and then you've got all those. Imagine the money, too, that some of those people are going to make. It's an initial investment that for some of these companies, of course, is going to pay off massive dividends. And we start off, as we always start off this show, mixing it up with politics. It's Newt versus Mitt. It's my endorsement versus your endorsement. Donald Trump, I hear, is going to endorse Mitt Romney, which is a switch because it really sounded like he was kind of going for Newt Gingrich. But, hey, Donald Trump likes the winner. And if Mitt Romney has been dubbed the establishment guy, the guy who's going to get the nomination, then he's going to go with the future winner. And that announcement is happening on Thursday. Isn't it crazy how Donald Trump can just make any, whatever the announcement is, he's the king of hype. He is. He's the king of spin. He knows whether he goes bankrupt, whether he has to rebuild, whether he buys another casino. The guy can make more news, I think, than any other businessman, period, in the United States. I mean, you could look to Steve Jobs in his time. You could look at Microsoft and Bill Gates. You could look at Zuckerberg, Mark Zuckerberg, and this IPO of Facebook and all these people now that are going to become millionaires. You can look at Warren Buffett, who gets mentioned as a possible new law, the Warren Buffett Law. And then, you know, constantly his name comes up. But I still would say pound for pound, if you just wanted to call Donald Trump a business person, his name is mentioned the most. There, you can go almost anywhere and people know that Trump name. And that's the way he likes it. That's how he cashes in. Maybe Trump is going to have, he might have applied for that application, Trump International. But there would have to be some other clever name in there because dot whatever, just dot Trump. America Tonight, dot Trump. Let's go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Yeah, hi, Kate. I'm not a Mormon, but it seems to be that Mormonism is a 100% American religion, right? It originated in the great state of New York, right? That's where Mormonism started in New York, in in New York State, right?
Yes, a bazillion years ago, Joseph Smith and yeah. But yeah. You know what? No, there's Mormons in other places. The United States probably has. Yeah.
But Mormonism is a more American religion than Protestantism or Roman Catholicism.
Yes.
Or Judaism. It's a Mormon. So, and another thing, my grandparents were born in North Dakota, Minnesota. So I might be a bit, I don't want to interfere in American politics, but just stop and think. If Mitt Romney is elected president, you'll get two more statutory holidays. You'll get two more days off with pay. The Joseph Smith's birthday and Brigham Young's birthday will become statutory holidays.
Oh, come on. He doesn't make the laws. Whoever's in the White
facetious. House. I know. You know how cornball my jokes are. But also, Kate, you know, this big riot. Did you hear about that big riot in Egypt where 75 people were killed?
Yes.
You know, you keep hearing these sociologists, left-wing sociologists and these pinko psychologists and come on and say, you know, watching NFL football causes violence. You know, watching NHL hockey causes men to become violent and beat their wives and all this crap. How many people have been killed? How many people have lost their lives or been killed at an NFL football game? Let me see. I'll get my Texas Instrument calculator. Zero.
Yeah.
You know, and how many people have been killed in a riot at a hockey game? I know where they're in Vancouver, those idiots in Vancouver, the Knuckleheads riot, but nobody was killed. And there's been thousands, in the last 50 years, I bet you there's been 5,000 people killed at soccer games, right?
Oh,
a lot.
Probably a lot. I mean, we don't know the actual number. But
I mean, hyperbole and metaphor there, but a hell of a lot of people have been killed. And you know, you know where the word soporific means like a sleeping pill, right?
Yeah.
And that came from the word soccer. Soccer is the root cause of, is the root word of soporific. It was just a typo. The reason that the C got changed to a P was a typo, and they just left it in. So soporific comes from soccer. So soccer, watching soccer, I have never watched a soccer game. I couldn't stay awake. It's like watching cement harden. So if watching violence causes you to become violent, then why isn't nobody killed at NFL games? And why is it watching the most boring game in the world causes you, i.e. soccer, causes violence? I wish.
Well, you know why? Because it started in England. It started with a lot of those soccer clubs. And, you know, that's, you're right when you talk about sports and testosterone and does it cause you to do whatever. Well, for some reason, that's what happens at soccer games when the rush on the field and all that other stuff. And I don't think it puts you to sleep. I'm not a big fan of soccer like you aren't, and that's why you're making that sarcastic remark, I understand. Thanks for the call. But to me, football is way more exciting to watch. I don't care what anyone wants to say about soccer. If you want to defend soccer, call me up. You know, it's funny, I wrote this book, Level the Playing Field. Guess what sport I left out? Soccer. Of course, in the back, I apologize and say, I'll talk about soccer in a future book. I think it's boring. I've been to games. I've been to some games that other people would think are exciting. But it's not about that. It's about the culture. Remember that. It's the culture of where that happens and, you know, these various clubs and the bad blood and the trash talking and all of that plays into it, too, and the switching of players or, you know, or whatever. So it's a little bit different. Not that we don't have trash talking and we have drunks and people who are out of control in NFL stadiums, Al. Because, yes, you can't say that people are crushed in the stadium and 75 people are dead, but sadly there have been little riots. There have been people who have thrown up on other people, who have thrown batteries at them, some really poor behavior at some of the NFL games, too, in the past, but nothing in comparison, absolutely, to what the sickening thing that happened in Egypt, because really 75 people lose their life because of a soccer match? No, I don't think so. And 250 people are hurt? That's just outrageous. Lose your life going to a soccer game, being somewhere in that crowd? I mean, that's just wrong. It is. It's wrong. So we're not to that point, thank goodness, and nor will we get that way in the NFL. Look around and see how quickly the police in the stadiums respond the second something happens. I mean, I know you've all been there. You've looked up. Look, I've been in a Yankees-Mets game probably 10 times in my life in both venues, on the Yankee side of it and on the Mets side of it. And you try to get away with anything, they will be in your face in 5 seconds flat, honestly. Hey, speaking of stadiums, since we went down that road for a quick second, Janet Napolitano, the woman behind Homeland Security, said that there are no credible threats to the Super Bowl, which is being played in Indianapolis, but that they're going to come up with more security measures because there's always that fear that we're going to have a Black Sunday. Remember that movie, Black Sunday? If you have no idea what I'm talking about, Google it, you'll see. And it's about that, trying to blow up a bunch of people in the stadium. There's always been that thought. So that's good. It's good that they don't feel like there's anything that might harm anyone. In fact, they're promoting the If You See Something, Say Something campaign to get people, if they see something suspicious, to bring, you know, to alert people, to let them know if there's something weird going on that doesn't look right. Because in a venue like that, it's pretty tough to have, even as good as the security is, to have eyes on every single person in there. And then plus you think you got airport, hotels, restaurants, bars, buses, all that stuff. And every year when we have the Super Bowl, there's always, people are always talking about, oh, this is the perfect place for this to happen, right? Hey, coming up on the flip side, a little Bad Boys.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Wow, you're going to just love this story. Remember Anthony Weiner? Think hard. Yep, former congressman from New York. Sorry, Bob. I spent some time with his cousin, met him in Washington. Well, he spent more than $13,000 of his campaign money for a bid to suggest that the Twitter account from which he had sent his infamous crotch shot had been hacked. He hired a PI firm, even though he later admitted he sent the picture himself. See, people start to dig on this stuff. That number, the 13,000, showed up in the financial statements filed on Tuesday with the Federal Elections Commission. You know what it was listed under? Legal services. This is a seven-time Democrat. I think we're all over it now, though, or over him. Seven-time Democrat from New York who was elected again and again and again and again, decided he was too sexy for himself and sent pictures to various women. We know that already, right? So he resigns back in June, last June, a month after he tweeted this photograph to people on Facebook, some of the followers on Facebook and whatnot. He was going to send it to just one woman, but mistyped. Whoops. So that's when he hired the service, and he was in that whole spin cycle, and which ultimately led to his resignation. So really, should the people who gave campaign money have their money used for him to cover up what was going there for that? Wiener, by the way, has stayed out of the public eye. His wife gave birth to their first son in December, and he really has stayed out of the public for good reason. I mean, he doesn't want to get caught in this one either, but here we go again. I mean, why don't they just dump it into a fund and call it whatever I feel like spending it on? If I have a girlfriend, a la John Edwards, who, whoops, I happen to get pregnant while I'm on the campaign trail, and she's videotaping me for some supposed documentary, well, we've got to pay her a salary. Darn it. And see what happened to John Edwards. That's why he's in the mix of a trial over that very thing. Really, what was the money used for? I mean, there has to be better ways to have oversight over this. But as I say that, you think of how many congresspeople there are. And then you look at Senate. You look at the Senate and, you know, there are those gray areas. But I think that area is definitely not gray. It is covered with trouble all over it, over $13,000. Well, Al mentioned this, and in case you missed it, it's worth mentioning it here under Bad Boys. I think that's actually being too kind. But what makes people in Cairo rush the field over an upset victory by the home team over Egypt's top club in a little seaside city? Where they just stampede and the police couldn't do very much. And you've got 250 people injured, 74 people dead. I mean, it shows you that these people in the Arab world, certainly here, are operating under a false sense of security. There is no security. It's as the instability is as rampant as it ever was. I mean, this is almost a year after the president, the then president, Hosni Mubarak, was pushed out of power in an uprising, right? So you had an Egyptian league match, by the way, so that I'm clear on that. So these are two teams. These are people that are Egyptian. They're both Egyptian. The clubs are made up of mostly those players. It's one of the deadliest, the worst case of soccer violence in Egypt, of course, and one of the deadliest worldwide since 96. One of the players on the field was so frightened, I mean, trying to duke it out, trying to pull people away, but said it was like a war. That's what happened. Fans, you know, set things on fire immediately, and then people got trapped, and it was, the turmoil was underway, and there wasn't much that was being done to try to stop it. Because of the swarm of the people that ran onto the field. I mean, you had police officers, they say, that were just standing by that were completely overwhelmed. They really didn't know what to do. They just watched because they knew if they jumped into the middle of it, they were probably goners too. I mean, nobody was doing anything. So I guess the analogy of it was like a war was pretty accurate, but I think more than a dark day for the sport of soccer, it shows you the regard for human life still in Egypt. And like I said, this crazy vacuum of power and lack of security and whatnot. Now, I said 96 because I know I'm going to get some emails on this. If you go back to October of 96, 78 people died and 180 other people were injured in a stampede. This was a soccer thing, too, in Guatemala City before a World Cup qualifying match between Guatemala and Costa Rica. So from the soccer point of view, that's, you know, that's where we get that number. Too bad, because certainly the sport didn't need another black eye, but I blame that more on the whole Egyptian thing and what's happening and the lack of people to stop it, not enough security. All right, this is worthy of Bad Boys, but you could really spread the blame around. It's just a joke to go through the U.S. debt anymore, but when they were officially released, which the figures were officially released again, you look at what the debt is at this point. You know, it's like those, if you go through the line items, what the interest is, the interest is just a killer. You know, that's the thing that's so crazy. It'd be like if you had a lot of credit cards, and maybe some of you have gone through this, and you probably just don't even want to look at the interest. If you look at the interest, how much are you paying a year in interest? Thousands of dollars? That's a thousand too much. But government spending and debt, the total public debt is 15, I can't make this up, I'm serious, 15,313,699,000. So did you hear that number? And then for good measure, you look at how much there is with the interest, and the interest is devastating. Devastating. How do you ever even pay off that interest? I mean, it's like a cha-ching machine ultimately for the Chinese, since they hold so much of that debt. I don't see how you dig yourself out of it, unless it's the same thing we keep saying. You got to, some of these bad boys have to swing the axe and have no choice. I don't care if they're playing for the Democratic Party or the Republicans. It's a layup, the Republicans, to do that. Some of the Democrats are going to have to give in to some of this, because you look at the interest. I was looking at the interest from 2012, looking at the interest for the same period for a whole fiscal year, what it would be October 1st through September 30th for 2011, 56,780. Yeah. Sounds like a big number, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And the interest for the fiscal year for 2012 through December will be 62,662. Yeah, that's a big number. Big number. All right, let's move to something else quickly here. I want to end on an up note. Let's end on an up note. I feel like I'm just pounding the negativity out during this show. I don't want to do that. Here's the up note. Oh, it's good to be an American, especially when you grab the brass ring. And the guy who grabbed the brass ring for the day would be the CEO of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg. Some people might put him in the bad boy category, by the way. 8 years after his service started at Harvard University, the internet social networking giant, Facebook, goes public in a stock offering that could be valued up to $100 billion. There's about at least 1,000 people who are going to be millionaires. Yep, they did the filing thing, all that's happening. Do you know Zuckerberg is 27 years old? 27 years old. My, oh, my. How much do you need? Crazy. Certainly one of the richest people in the USA. Any thoughts on the show? Shoot it to me. AmericaTonight.net.